Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I was listening to Mike's hockey information leading right into that, and it threw me off. I apologize.
Minnesota's overcome. They've lost the Stars, but they're in first place.
They are. They have been excellent this year. So the Stars have been on a roll. They won last night. That's seven straight, ties the franchise record for most consecutive victories.
Is that good?
Yes. That is very, very good. And
okay.
I remember, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, we had hit them back-to-back in either My Buddy's an Idiot or Forgiveness Friday for really letting us down and being like, hey, they lost again. Hey, they gave up seven goals. Hey, this, and this. And then they have taken these last seven games and gone on an absolute tear. Now, our own buddy Waddle sent this stat out last night that I thought was phenomenal. Dallas is 11-2-1 when they score first. They scored first last night. They won again last night. So now 12-2-1 when they score the first goal.
Wow, the Cowboys are 6-0 when they score first. So is that just a Dallas thing? We're front runners?
It's really simple. And we bring the Hockey Hawk in to get involved in this conversation as well. Is why don't just teams score first? Duh. Like, just do that.
Just go out there, draw up the score first play, Gavin, and then we'll be all right.
In all seriousness, though, I am curious, have you noticed a difference in terms of, like, style they play with when it's level versus being ahead or being behind?
Yeah, absolutely. When you score the first goal, especially when you're at home, the barn comes alive.
Yes, it
does. And it just energizes you. And they had a team meeting a couple of weeks ago, and they didn't just come out and play better. They're a different team. I don't know what happened in that room. I don't know if Bonus finally got through, but a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Bonus, you know, getting the axe, and you're starting to see NHL coaches get fired, and then they go on this hot streak. Now, the only thing that worries me is over the past 2.5 years, this team has proven that it's a Six Flags roller coaster ride.
Yep.
They have a big West Coast swing coming up. However, what they're doing right now is winning hockey. We talked about it on my podcast with Craig Ludwig. Forechecking is deep. The physicality of their play is so much more, and it's evident now. They're grinding in front of the net, or what we call the dirty area. They're getting a lot of tips. They're getting rebounds. They're doing what is required to get back on the winning track and create winning hockey.
And are you also seeing the person who got screwed out of Rookie of the Year last year remind everybody that he probably should have won that award?
Well, I don't think he... No.
Are you about to tell me?
Wow. Yes, he did not.
Oh, my sweet
Heck of a
Jesus.
Season. Heck of a season.
You would have Stars. Marty Turco on to stump for Jason, and you're
appreciate
like, nah,
it.
He's second.
Maybe that...
He's second.
Maybe that's why no one listens to our podcast, because we tell the truth.
Oh my goodness.
No, Jason Robertson's a terrific player, and Jason Robertson's one of those guys where if you look at him, it's like, is he super fast on skates? No, not necessarily. You know, what does he do that's so special? And you just kind of, I mean, he does everything right, but there are guys in the NHL where the puck finds them. They're in the right area. Jason Robertson's one of them. No sophomore slump. So glad he's on this team.
I was taking a look at the stretch where they had a bunch of losses versus what they have right now, and giving up four goals, five goals, seven goals, six goals. And then you look at the other side of it. Now they are scoring four, giving up one. And that's like a very consistent thing. It's a completely different scenario.
Absolutely. And so you look at the offensive play, but you almost forget how much better defensively they are. Esa Lindell and Miro Heiskanen have been shut down during this winning streak. That's a terrific pairing. And what it does, it also allows you to move Klingberg and Ryan Suter down to more of a second line, less minutes at times. So it's really helped your defensive core. And you got to start. This winning streak started when Jake Oettinger went in net. We cannot forget this. He's the future. He's one of those goalies, you know. I think everyone fell in love with Anton Khudobin because of the Stanley Cup run for perfect reason. But Anton Khudobin is so flashy when he makes those big saves. Jake Oettinger is Ben Bishop. He's a big guy where positioning is key.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to talk about Miro because you brought him up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Miro like Luka in that he shows up fat and out of shape for every season and then it takes him 20 to 30 games before January? Like, then in January, you get to see good Luka because he's not fat and out of shape anymore.
No.
Is Miro a fat, out of shape kid just works his way into the season?
No, Miro has been a minutes gobbler, and congratulations, you know, to him on that. I think
Luka's a dumpling
to get to that elite level. I mean, you know, to get to the where you're mentioned
in the Norse,
similar to Cale Makar, let's just say another young defenseman who was picked right after him, his offensive numbers have to climb a little bit, which they are. But, I mean, defensively, he's shown that he belongs in this, you know, in this league as a number one defenseman. So, I mean, I would love to see him, you know, become more of a threat on the point during the power play, but I think that's more of a star system situation.
Okay, we gave you an opportunity to hype up the podcast earlier. Here's going to be another chance for you. Let's see if you take it or if you tell the truth. Now, you already said that Jason Robertson, he did not deserve the Calder last year. Are you prepared to say that Miro is in the mix for the Norris Trophy?
I am not prepared to say that at this point.
Jesus.
I think he has Norris Trophy stats in certain areas. Offensively, I think that if that continues to improve, then I think that he will fall. I mean, I need to see, but there are just some defensemen out there that year after year are in the race. But he's getting closer.
Okay. Now, on the goalie thing that we were just talking about, I know that they're not saying that this is going to happen, but when you mention Oettinger, and then I see the story that Ben Bishop is playing his first game in over a week on his conditioning assignment, then I'm like, oh no, why are we doing this?
It's a great question. And I think until Ben Bishop can be 100% healthy, probably we don't need to have this discussion.
Okay.
But if he is healthy, you could, during the streak, sit one of these goaltenders. Let's just say Ben Bishop is. There's no doubt Jim Nill's on the phone and trying to move Anton Khudobin. Now, the question, if I'm a team, because you have to think of the other general manager, you're like, okay, you want me to take on a guy with a pretty good salary who, yes, can be a good goaltender, but is currently not playing for you. Okay, I'll give you a fourth or fifth round pick just so you can get rid of that salary and I get the goaltender.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for Stars fans thinking there's going to be a lot of value there, there's not going to be a lot of value.
The value to me is what you just said. I don't want to gum up the works again. I'm fine with Holtby and Oettinger doing the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to need that salary around the trade deadline if you want to make moves, because one of the reasons that Oettinger might have to go down is due to the salary cap, because they're right up against the cap. But my thing is, this is why I didn't want to bring on another goalie, because I think he's ready. He was proven he was ready in the bubble. He's extremely mature. The players love him. So I want to keep Jake Oettinger up. If you keep sending him down, I'm not saying this will happen, but I mean, think of our own confidence if we're just like, what else do I need to do? And you keep shipping me down.
Yeah. If they get into a playoff run, you trust him to be 100%. That dude in the net?
Absolutely. I mean, he played, he was on a not great Boston University team, and Hockey East is so good, and he excelled. Then he came into the AHL, and after, you know, a somewhat slow start, he became dominant in the AHL. And then, you know, he played well last year at the NHL level, and then he goes back down to the AHL level and plays well, so he gets called back up. So, I mean, he's ready. He's played on the big stage for a number of years.
And I know you're a big, when it comes to the clubhouse, you think it's very important. When it comes to a locker room, you think that's the chemistry is very important. Yep. So when you're looking at the trade deadline, when you're looking at the future of this, if you could add one thing Does it need a glue piece? Does it need a score? What is it that you're trying to find?
Well, we do need to discuss Tyler Seguin.
Yeah.
Because during this winning streak, and we do have to remember, Tyler Seguin's coming back for some pretty bad injuries.
Yes.
So let's give him some time. But that could be a contract that we're looking at and saying, uh-oh. So let's hope that's not the case. Personally, I would love to see maybe a fourth line center come in. I mean, Glenn Denning has done really well this year, but you know, I want one of those glue guys, those veterans, maybe a Boyle or a Joe Thornton, although Joe Thornton's with Florida, he's doing quite well right now. But a player of that type, you know, look what Jason Spezza is doing for Toronto. I mean, just that old veteran that you could just thrust into the lineup, and while they might not come up big during the regular season, think of what Corey Perry did for the Stars in that Stanley Cup run.
And you said Tyler Seguin's coming back from an injury. If I could just play the other side of that, did we not see in the season before the injury that the skill set appeared diminished?
I think if you're going to raise your hand on Jim Nill, the Jamie Benn contract and the Tyler Seguin contract are certainly, you know, you could have a discussion whether or not they were valid contracts. So I would say that you were giving a contract to a player that might have reached their peak.
Yeah.
That said, I will say this about Tyler Seguin. Okay, there are players in this league that were offensive dominant. Tyler Seguin has turned into a much better two-way player.
Right.
And during the scoring slump, he has not slumped on the defensive side as far as keeping his assignments. Now,
which is what you have to have.
Absolutely. Now, he did struggle the other night in the faceoff circle, and Bonus pulled him. And I think that was a really good move. You know, you're pulling a veteran and say, hey, you don't have it right now. So, you know, you have to keep Tyler's mindset positive. What I worry about are the players around him, like if he's playing with a Radek Foxer or a Tanner Carroll, you know, are those guys that can help him as far as scoring? Sometimes you have to put a guy, insert him with a guy that's hot to hopefully create that chemistry and, you know, get a couple of goals under your belt to build that confidence.
This is interesting to me, and we can get you involved in this conversation as well. We like talking about hockey. I like going to hockey quite a bit, but somebody said right here, we need to talk more about the Stars, especially over the Mavs. They're an up-and-coming team and need more segments. The Mavericks are going downhill last. I don't think that's based in reality. Like, the Stars very rarely have made the playoffs. And the last two times they made the playoffs and looked like it was their time, then they missed the playoffs the very next year. And so I hope this is the time the Stars are up and coming. But I also think people underestimate, they are very old.
Yes.
At many positions. So I don't know if I agree with that assertion. Not talking about Stars, but they're up and coming.
Yeah, they've had prospects that have hit in Haskinen, who was a high draft pick. Roope Hintz is probably, you know.
Looks awesome.
Yeah. Looks like he can be a 30, 40
goal scorer.
As good
as Dwight Powell and Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah, better.
Exactly. But better. I mean, like Mike was saying, I mean, that's the difference between the Mavs and Stars. The Stars have been able to develop some kids in their system.
Yes.
Not enough, but they are salary cap strapped, and they're salary cap strapped with older players. Now, Radulov's up after this year. Pavelski's up after this year. So, you know, you could either bring them, you know, cheaper. But as far as talking about the Stars, I mean, we do a weekly podcast, you know, with Craig Ludwig, a two-time Stanley Cup champion. And I look at the numbers on that. And if the numbers go up, then I can bring them to you guys and say, hey, you know, let's talk more Stars. Yeah, absolutely. We'll bring it on the air.
Bring the whole podcast.
I mean, I think the point is like, we have to prove in this town that this is a hockey-worthy talk town. It's been proven with the Mavs, certainly proven with the Rangers, and proven with the Cowboys. Those are the facts, and that's the reality.
In your face, Kevin.
But I asked the question. Okay.
Yeah, it just seemed like you were very, very rude about the way you asked it.
Oh.
Gavin gave a very nice answer.
I'm sorry for being rude. And then the last thing I really wanted to get your thoughts for, because we talk about the roller coaster of a season that the Stars frequently are. Roller coaster goes up because the roller coaster goes down because.
Roller coaster goes up if they continue this play and stick to the basics, which has created winning hockey. Roller coaster goes away if they struggle on the road and get away from what they should be good at. If they start taking the easy shot from the side, if they, you know, everything that we talk about takes effort. And I'm not saying it's lack of effort, but I'm saying if you can keep this mentality and saying these are the 4 to 5 things that are putting us in the win column, then yes, they can continue this. However, they've had the tendency over the last couple of years to go into these slumps where they go away from what makes them really good.
What's the podcast called again?
So we changed the name.
All right.
It's called Spits and Suds.
I like it.
Yeah. Craig Ludwig's the star of the show. I just ask him questions and he makes fun of me.
He's a riot, man.
Can I make a request for a question that I think could make for good podcast fodder? On the next time, ask him how many times in his life he's been mistaken for Brett Hull. I do believe he'll get an excellent answer.
I was with him one time that happened.
Me too.
And it was great because Craig said, absolutely, I'll sign it and take pictures. Mm. And they thought they met Brett Hull.
Yes. I've absolutely been in that same scenario.
Yeah, it's great.
I also have a question. And somebody said, where do you find the podcast? It's on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my question is, do you believe that a star is a shape?
No, because each star is different.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Interesting.
So the boss is wrong. Cool.
If I'm talking solar system.
Yeah, boss is definitely wrong here.
That's outrageous.
Because we had a discussion during Peace-a-thon.
This is your fault.
Because there was a team way back 100 years ago called the Triangles.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
the Dayton Triangles. It's a triangle team.
I said, that's the only team that I've ever heard of named after a shape.
Yeah.
And then these two knuckleheads said the stars. And I said, well, the stars aren't a shape.
Yeah. A star is a shape.
Star is a shape.
It's no,
a shape.
It's not. Yeah. No.
Okay, what's
a
the
star
logo?
Is a sun in what's the solar
what's,
system.
What's the logo?
Your logo
what's
guy?
The logo for the Dallas Stars?
Well, that's the thing. Stars can be completely different on logos.
Mm-hmm. Mike also said that a bird is a shape if a star is a shape. Do you agree?
Yeah, everything's a shape. Like I'm saying,
yeah, it's true.
Everything's a shape.
True. The if common we components
say a star
are there.
Is a shape, then like yeah.
All right. So what I just heard you say is a bird is a
shape. A T's not a letter. It's a shape if we want to just go with everything's a shape.
Sweet Jesus.
Like the Rangers tee on their hat. That's a shape.
All right.
Boss is also in on bits, too.
See, well, thank you very much for stopping by. Even though, as Reggie said, you're wrong in your opinion about stars.
Super,
I know you
right.
couldn't. I know you couldn't hear that, but that definitely happened. Thank you very
Thanks,
much. All right. There you go.
It.
The Hockey Hawk. And a lot of, look, he's
people
got.
People were proud of me for working in Mavericks hate during a star segment.
Were they proud of you? But I will tell you this. One of the things that he said I think is really on point is if people show the desire to hear more about it, dude, I'm all about talking about the stars. I don't have an agenda. I have an agenda that gets us ratings. Like, that's my agenda. So if people are all about stars talk, let's do it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, Corey, this next one is your fault. You started this.
I don't know how.
Jerseys
oh.
versus jersey t-shirts
Ooh.
While factoring in cost.
Oh, man.
What are you going with? What makes you a bigger fan? 877-881-1053. We'll do it all next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan.
Sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
What happened?
It is time for a special edition. We're bringing back some verses, 877-881-1053, jersey versus jersey t-shirt when you're factoring in the cost, because I don't know if you guys know this or not. This is the first time we've done verses in forever outside of Peace-a-thon. Is Corey is anti-person wearing a jersey?
I'm not anti-person wearing
That's
a jersey.
I understand
that is
it.
Not the way I just don't. I prefer the t-shirt jersey over the regular jersey, and not necessarily because of price. I just like the way that t-shirts feel. But like,
so you would buy a jersey?
How often? Probably not. I've never bought a jersey for myself.
Why not?
No jerseys in any sport.
No, I have had 4 jerseys. I was given a Josh Howard jersey. I was given a Dirk Nowitzki jersey. Both my roommates, that's what they gave me for Christmas one year. My wife purchased for me a Brady James jersey and a Roger Staubach jersey.
Brady James, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, I think this guy might be around for a while, and he's the leader of the defense, and he was for a little bit.
I think he still lives in the Metroplex.
Good dude, too. And then the Roger Staubach jersey, the wife was working for Staubach's company, and it just was a natural thing. So, you know, and it's Captain America. So I've only had 4, never went out and said, I'm going to buy it. I think it's because I went to go buy a star sweater when I was in high school.
Oh, those are expensive.
And I was like, I have $100. Let's go see if I can get one for $50. And when I showed up and they said like $350, I was like, So that was when I was like, maybe jerseys are just too expensive for my budget. But I just also like, I feel like if I'm going to wear the jersey, I want to play that day. And But I did.
I like that idea.
I did start to think about this. Like, I do kind of desire a Corey Seager jersey because number 5 was the number that I wore growing up. I'm a huge, I like Corey Seager a lot. His name's Corey, so that's pretty cool.
Sure.
But I also think
But does he spell it right?
He doesn't. He spells it wrong, and we'll have a talk about that at spring training. The thing, though, is I think when you're buying jerseys, it's a more personal thing than it is like any other gear, like a hoodie or a pullover or something, because you are now committing to that person and that player, and you like ride or die with how they succeed on the court and on the field, right?
But isn't that the same with the jersey shirt? It's still the person's name across the back. Like, in my opinion, I lean jersey if for no other reason than if I'm doing a t-shirt, I want something generic that I don't have to, like, turn over. You know, because we always talk about, you know, you'll watch a TV broadcast or you'll be at the ballpark or, you know, the arena or the stadium. And you'll see somebody in a jersey and you're like, that dude doesn't even play here anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
The Cliff, my wife wears, when she wears Rangers gear, it's the Cliff Lee t-shirt jersey that she got a long time ago.
And for your t-shirt, I feel like I might as well just, you know, root for the laundry, as a wise man once said. You know, I might as well just have the team's, you know, logo on it and just it be that. But if I want to have someone's name across my back, let's go all in then.
That's probably it, Kevin. I think that's a fact. I root for the laundry.
Oh, my God.
Not necessarily
right.
The player.
You know what? I'm going to see if we can get more people to do more things and buy more things based off of this segment, because somebody goes, you know what? Because of that segment and this segment and the last segment, I'm going to go out and buy a Ropé sweater today. So why freaking not?
And
thanks
usually
for the segment.
If you're putting down the money for a jersey, it's somebody who, like, you're going, I think someone's going to respect that you're wearing their jersey, even if they're no longer on the team, right?
Yeah, it depends on who it was. Like, I'm not going to lie.
C.J. Wilson jersey.
If I saw you in the stands with your Brady James jersey, I'd be like, what is that guy doing?
Yeah.
But, like, if it's, you know, Michael Irvin or Drew Pearson, then I'm like, right on. I guess I've never heard this term. I have seen so many people text this in, and somebody texted in yesterday when we even mentioned the prospect of doing this segment. Is a jersey t-shirt is called a Shirzy.
I've heard it.
That feels like so the idea is then, like, you're calling that usually a guy, a girl, for wearing that. Is that, like, am I interpreting that correctly? It's supposed to be a derogatory term?
No, it's just a shirt jersey. It's a portmanteau to make it easier to say.
It's like if you were to have a chandelier with a fan attached to it, you call it a
fandelier.
You know, like, it's just like that. Or a skirt and shorts is a
skort.
Now, by the way, ladies.
I wore a jersey.
Don't ever wear a skort. We hate it.
Who is we? What?
All men hate the skort.
The jersey skirt?
No. It looks like it's a skirt, but it's a pair of shorts. It's awful. Don't do that.
I don't think. When did Kevin get anointed as the mouthpiece for all men?
I'm telling you.
You don't like those?
No. Are you kidding me, Mike? Do you like those?
Well,
I'm not even sure if I like
I'm
them.
Not,
I just don't like the idea of you speaking
it's like
for
wearing...
all men.
I am speaking for all men right here.
What?
We don't like it.
I'm a man.
You like the skort?
Thank you for that, Corey.
On occasion.
Do you, or do you just want
to? I'd prefer a skirt or shorts, yes.
Now, what about a spoon and a fork?
The spork is an amazing thing, though.
Agreed.
Like it's they made that
I
for a reason.
I feel bad for women when they have to pee, because I've asked my wife about that before, because it's not like a pair of pants or a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to take the top off, then, because she's like, yeah, that's what you have to do to go to the bathroom, if you have to go to the bathroom.
But, like,
that's why you don't like them, right?
No.
You just don't like the look of it?
Yeah, I don't like the look of it. But I can understand functionally women have it
now
much more difficult.
Now I know you don't like that. I don't want to get you that, and I don't want to get you anything with the Beatles.
Why would you ever get that? Is true.
I'm going to get your wife a Beatles. What did you call it? Skirt?
A skort?
Skort.
A Beatles skort.
Does that exist?
I bet it does. If not, I'm making one.
Oh, my God.
And on the back of it, it's going to say, get back.
Oh, my God. Can you sew?
No.
Okay. But you're going to make it?
What's that?
I'll figure it out.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
So we were talking about
which
jerseys,
album do you hate the most of the Beatles?
All of them.
I don't
hate them. I just think I said they're overrated.
Do you feel a sense of, like, let down if you get a jersey and that player doesn't reach heights?
Ooh, okay. That's interesting, because my answer was yes until the last part of your question. I think the pressure is on with the jersey. Because with the
on you or the player?
on you, okay. On the player.
Okay, but you are representing that player while you're wearing it, right?
No, no. And see, and that's, it can go either way because the pressure is on you as that player doesn't live up to the hype. You feel like a chump. But if that player is good, you feel good, unless they're too good and then they get sent away. So this was the conundrum.
You have to tell people also, I got this jersey before he was great.
And
so
like,
people know.
And how do you, the pressure's on. Because if you get the jersey t-shirt, you know, 25, 35 bucks, whatever, like that's not nothing, but it's not to the level of the jersey. And I remember my son got a Bulls Jimmy Butler jersey, then at the draft, and he had had this since Christmas. Then at the draft, it was a done deal that he was getting traded. And then they're like, well, hold on, maybe not. And so I thought I was going to have to tell my son. And I was like, okay, he's good. But then the next year, he ended up getting traded. Now he thinks it's neat to collect Jimmy Butler jerseys for every team he's played for, which is a lot.
I feel like jerseys for kids and young adults is awesome. I don't know what the age cutoff is. Because I used to have jerseys that I'd wear, whether it's Rolando Blackman, like, you know, or a Dirk Nowitzki. But I don't know, maybe somewhere around 30 years old is approximately where I said, I'm going to go with the t-shirt jersey over the jersey just because I am now an adult and I don't feel like the jersey thing works too well for me. I get going to a Cowboy game. So if you go to a Cowboy game, I feel like there's a special occasion to wear the jersey. Going to the game to support your team. But I feel like wearing a Luka jersey to go to North Park Mall or...
Not your style.
Yeah, wearing a CeeDee Lamb jersey to go to Hewlin Park Mall or whatever that mall's called in Fort Worth that I used to go to. Then I feel like, I don't know, I'd rather just wear a t-shirt jersey than the jersey. And a real jersey does cost about $300. And my t-shirt jersey cost about $25.
Yeah, and so... Your 1/12 is pressured for that person to stay on the team.
That's probably where I am in this too, because it's so like if your friend has the Jason Witten jersey and you know Jason Witten's going to be there for 15 years, who else do you pick on that crummy Cowboys team? You don't want a Romo jersey necessarily. Everybody's got a Romo jersey. Do you want to have something that everybody else has? And I don't like that either. So, like, I'm more likely to get a retro, like, Dr. J.
Steve DeBerg.
Mm-hmm. Or a Willie Mays jersey. I'm more like, I know when I was working at the Cowboys website, Brad Sham rolled in a Bob Gibson jersey. And I just thought that was so cool. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's awesome. And so I'm more likely to get something that, like, from the history of baseball, the stuff I like growing up and reading about as a kid than I am about a current player.
Because you feel safe in that moment. Because this is a great example from the 469. I used to have an Emmitt Smith jersey and a Jamal Mashburn jersey. So there was a minute where that Jamal Mashburn jersey would have been very coveted and people would have been all about it. And then you're like, oh, whoops. Whereas like now you can make that choice about Bob Gibson and be like, all right, I'll always be good to go.
Is right there a distinction to be made here? Because it seems like a lot of folks are viewing this for like every more closely to everyday wear or maybe even just game day wear, where I'm almost looking at it in a collectible fashion where I have a LaMelo or not LaMelo, Carmelo Denver Nuggets jersey, and I have old Kobe Bryant purple number 8 jersey, and like I like that I have those almost for like the niche nature of them.
Okay.
Do you have them framed or do you have them hanging?
I don't have them framed.
Okay.
But I do have that available to me, but I just have them. Like it's nice to have those jerseys. Someone was talking about that they like the niche jerseys, like Dennis Rodman with the Spurs. No.
Okay.
Yeah, my
favorite niche jersey, I have the Mavericks jersey number 16 from 2000.
Who's that?
Wong Juju.
Oh yeah,
on the back it just says Wang
on it. Yeah,
I think that's a cool jersey.
My buddy
paid $5 for it. It's on clearance after they released them.
He built a little hanger in his office. So whenever you went in there, he had all of his jerseys. He didn't have any on the wall. He just had them hanging up, and so it was. And then he had some Cowboys gear around it, and that was his little spot because he didn't want to. He had a bunch of different jerseys, so I thought that was always pretty cool.
I'm gonna steal that.
I'm less likely to. I think I like the gear that just has the Rangers logo on it. I love the new powder blue hat, so I went and grabbed one of those. I'm more likely to get a pullover or a t-shirt than I am a jersey. But there are some things in sports history I think are pretty cool.
Now, I've analyzed the texts as best as I can.
There is a bunch of texts on this one.
I found two people that still like the Skort. But other than that, people are overwhelmingly on my side.
You still don't speak for all of us, Kevin.
Okay. When was the last time you saw? Okay, hold on. What do you hate more?
Did he say us?
What do you hate more? The Skort or the romper?
The romper's long pants?
No, the romper's basically a onesie. One piece.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that's what we were talking about. No. Crap. I don't even know what a whatever the word you said is.
I'm glad you didn't say what immediately Here's the thing. The romper very much is like the way that, because he knows how I feel about this. The romper is very much the way Mike described the age trend is up to, I think, maybe 25, but I might grant you some leeway for 30. Like, rock on. It's a thing of beauty. After that, you need to stop. Like, for your sake, for my sake, you need to stop.
Wow.
I'm going to Nordstrom's Rack. Can I look up this thing you're talking about?
A Skort?
Yeah.
Surely they're too classy to have.
It's a pair of shorts with a skirt on the front.
I'm going to buy one for Jess.
Got a little kick off that goes across the front.
Oh, my God. And if she's like, oh, these are neat, I'm going to die a little bit inside. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, fellas, would this be your ideal proposal? Plus, Emmett Smith sold his house with an amazing bonus. All of that next right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Oh, that was a good one. Now, I want to start going back to last night's game. Is the Patriots ran more than 90% running plays. This is the first team in the NFL to do so since 1978.
Was it the Dayton Triangle?
No, it was still a regular team. I was about to say a reputable team, but it was the Jets. So I don't know if that was a reputable team. But
what year was that?
1978.
1978 Jets.
Let's see if they were reputable. that year. And while you're doing the research, the Honey Badger had some top-notch responses on Twitter, specifically this one. Somebody named Royce Phantom on Twitter said, quote, "The Broncos may have gotten effed in primetime, but Javonte Williams still effed that defense, so Tyrann Mathieu was wrong, and that makes me happy." And Tyrann Mathieu responded, "Bro, y'all had 9 points." Which I think...
technically correct.
Which I think is a great response to all that. Interestingly enough, he's not tagged in it. It just has his name. Which obviously always makes you wonder, was the Honey Badger searching out people mentioning his name?
Maybe, but usually what happens is that someone is in
sends
the reply
it to him?
Snitch tagging.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, they were not reputable in 1978. Oh. The Jets were 8-8 and had a bunch of guys that you could just be like, That was like shortly after Namath, and it was Todd.
Who's another guy who's a man.
I think Richard Todd was injured during that time.
Okay. Would you buy Emmett Smith's house?
Yes, if
he knows about pain.
Yes.
I'm not mortgage ready, Kevin.
Okay.
I need $2.2 million. That's for sure.
Do you have $2.2 million?
I do not yet. But
after the fence
I was
done.
Watching Selling Sunset. You ever watch that show on Netflix?
I've not seen it. I mean, I've heard
like,
of it.
Wow, you can get a lot for $3.4 million. I'm like, who the hell can live in Los Angeles with those state taxes and all that stuff? And then how much property costs? Is there anybody who
the
can live there that has an average
based on cost
job?
Of living?
Like, okay, go ahead. Keep going.
No. I would say I'd probably not.
Those girls wear rompers. Or
that's
whatever
true.
You call them.
Technically
what
correct.
Age are they?
I would guess 25 to 35 would
Ooh.
Be my guess.
You're starting to run into the territory where it could be sad.
The
but
Kevin Hagelin territory. You don't speak
that.
Everybody.
Okay, fair enough.
I do want a pot sweetener, though, Kevin. What is the pot sweetener for buying Emmett Smith's house?
So I thought this was awesome, and they said the house sold 22 hours after it hit the market.
You're kidding.
And he listed it
22 for $2.2 million.
And he has a dining room that sits up to 22 people. You know that was designed for him.
Nice.
But Emmett Smith said, if you buy my house, you get a private dinner with him as well. Is that enough to put you over the edge to buy a $2.2 million house? Or are you like, I'm spending all this money, I'm just going to get the house that I want?
If I have...
Where does he live?
Yeah, it's Addison. So it's an Addison place. And I rode my bike past it once.
What's the school district?
Addison.
I don't think there is.
Is that a school district?
I've never heard of Addison
probably,
High School.
Probably the North Dallas area.
Right here?
Like Highland Park. No, Mike, this is not North
Do you
Dallas.
Not know where
that
Addison
is North
is?
Dallas High School.
Okay, never mind.
I know where Highland Park is. It's off of that street off the tollway. There's that Chips Burger place that's good. Yeah. Solid. I think Lemon. Is that? No, that's not the name of the street. I don't know. I know where Highland Park is. I drive there some.
Back to you, Corey.
Emmett's cool to hang out with. So I would like it, but I mean, if I have $2.2 million to buy a home, that's a pot sweetener, just an additional thing.
All right. As long as we're going scorched.
What if Emmett said he'd have a spend the night? What if he said, not only will I have dinner at my old house, but I get to spend the night at your house? I'll spend the night at was my house, but now your house, and we can have a sleepover.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. But if he says, let's have a spend the night, out. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He has to call it a sleepover?
He can't say a spin the night?
No, I'm also out on that. Hey, look, as long as we're throwing out my fiery opinions, get ready for another
spin
one.
The night?
No. Just get ready for another one. Is this your ideal proposal? This couple went to a Colts game.
Out.
And Well, let's assume like you're a Colts fan.
I think a Mavs fan proposed at the Memphis game. That had to really stink because nobody was there to play basketball.
And the woman proposed to the man
nice.
While he was wearing a Colts suit at the Colts game. It's a Colts suit.
Like the whole uniform?
No.
A Wentz jersey and pants on?
He did have a jersey on, but the jacket was just like, had the Colts logo, had the horseshoe and everything. It was not made out of
a Colts jersey on and a jacket on?
Correct.
And a Colts head.
He just has a regular head
he
on.
He couldn't remove the jacket beforehand.
No, Corey, clearly he's tacky.
Yeah. What was the question here,
but true.
Kevin?
Would this be this your ideal proposal? You're at your favorite team, and your girl proposes to you.
Yeah. I guess if I was too afraid to ask her dad, and she had to propose to me, then yes, that's how I would want
Did
it to go.
Just
I
take
love
a shot
sports.
At that dude?
My wife made sure that I never mix sports comment. With that type of thing.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. If your wife would have proposed to you, would you have said yes?
Yes.
Okay. Corey?
Yeah, I love her.
Okay.
I love her no matter what.
That's why they're our lovers.
Ideals. Good answer. I don't need
traditional
ideals.
We love our lovers more than you love your lover because you don't want to call your lover a lover.
Well, and to make that even worse, there's no chance I would have said yes if she proposed to me.
Wow.
Just no chance whatsoever.
You don't love her?
I do.
What would you
her.
Have said? No, I need to hear this. The person who loves you the most that you love says, Kevin, will you marry me?
Go after
him. And now your answer back to Jess is no.
Sorry, no.
Wow.
Not like this.
Then our relationship's over.
You're willing to throw away a good thing over pride.
You know what?
I'm going to go find another man.
Man, Reggie, you sound like a lot of people I've known in my past. Maybe I have been.
Sorry,
too prideful.
That's how you're going to let her down in that situation? Let me ask you this. If you would have said, Jess, will you marry me? And she said, sorry, no.
Not like this.
I get it. And I would have been like, all right, then we both need to move on. I understand.
But yours was just because she would ask you?
Well, also because Jess would have known enough about me by that point to know that never would fly with me. Like, her birthday is... Oh, crap. I'm about to really get in trouble here.
Yeah, you are.
On a
you don't have to give her a date.
You're already in trouble, though.
Somewhere in the calendar year.
I mean, you could say her birthday is on Christmas Eve, and, oh, man, this is going to end poorly
What's
for
her
me.
Social security?
It's already poor.
I'm not going to tell. Oh, it's about to get more poor.
Okay.
Is all of her friends were like, do you think he's going to propose on Christmas Eve?
And she said, no.
And she said, no, he would never do that. And they're like, well, how are you sure? And can we just leave it at he's sure?
He hopes that my sister's marriage fails because they got proposed, they engaged on a holiday.
That's probably too harsh, and I should revise that statement. He's right about what I've said in the past. I think it's dumb when people get engaged on holidays. I'm sorry. Look, I know we got a lot of Tolos listening right now, and I'm about to get blown up with...
That's oh, thank Kevin on Twitter.
I proposed to my wife on July 4th. We've been married way longer than you have. Look...
You should have seen the fireworks that night.
Just my personal preference. I think it's dumb. If it worked for you, then
like
rock
the Beatles.
On. I just... yes.
I think, and wearing shorts.
Yeah, yeah, wearing shorts.
Yeah. So, hate
and
me.
And being on a boat.
Hate me. What... Not being on a boat, just sometimes I think it's boring. But yeah. Why am I not allowed to have my personal preferences? I didn't
because
say...
Because you're trying to speak for all men, Kevin.
No, okay, yeah, only on the Scorts thing. Only on the Scorts thing, and I stand by that. But everything else, that's just my personal preference. You enjoy whatever you enjoy, and I hope it works for you, and I'm happy for you. I just don't prefer those
877-881-1053. I would like to hear from you right now or on twitch.tv/DallasFanCam.
I think Kevin killed the fan text.
Your thoughts. Yeah, it is a little weird. Your thoughts on what
Maybe
Kevin
everyone's just
said.
Sitting there and being like, that's fair.
No.
Maybe we're just having gotten a text in 16 minutes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. One of those two things is true. All right.
God. I feel bad for Jess.
You're definitely not alone. All right, let's go from that to...
Another proposal?
No, not another proposal. You know what, Mike? I want you to do a segment. Maybe it's this week, maybe it's next week.
You asked for it, you're going to get it.
I want it. Okay, crap.
Wow.
That's winning. There's no doubt that's winning.
What happened to this segment? I had all of these stories. I want you to put together a list of top three, top five most infuriating takes that I have to you. Like, he's going to start working on it now.
God, I got how many do I have to limit this to?
Let's say five.
Okay. All right. Limit.
Let's go. I understand. Look,
there's a few that jumped right off his spirit.
I have a lot of infuriating takes. I'm not asking you to do what I do. I'm just telling you my preferences. All right. For the New York Giants.
Your preferences are wrong.
Taste.
Okay. Daniel Jones is unlikely to play this week.
Well, that's a
per Adam Schefter. And remember,
Glennon was concussed in the game. So now it's looking like they might turn
Eli.
To not look, I get it, but they might turn to Jake Fromm as their starter.
I thought Jake Fromm was going to be a good pick in the NFL from Georgia, right?
I believe that is correct.
I'm pretty sure. I think he was a fourth round pick.
And then he ended up
with Georgia. Yeah, you're right.
And then he ended up with the Bills. He was on their practice squad, got scooped up by the Giants.
Yeah. I would like to see him play. Can't be worse. Daniel Jones sucks.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Dude, that is 100% fair. And then for the Packers, man, this could be huge for them because they're already obviously a really good team. But Matt LaFleur said you might be able to see David Bakhtiari, Za'Darius Smith, and Jaire Alexander all back on the practice field this week. Now, that is not a given, and that does not mean they'll immediately go back into games or anything like that. But as they go into their bye, LaFleur said, hey, I think we might be about to get all of these people back. So clearly that would be huge for the Packers.
And I've been talking about this with the Cowboys and just that extra game. I know a lot of people don't think that it matters that much, but as you get towards the playoffs, you want to be in that spot, right? Where you have all the team you thought you would have, the best group that you thought you would have. And that's kind of like, that's the hope for the Cowboys is as we move here, we had about a month left that you're in that spot.
And in other Packers news, Jordan Love was put on the COVID-19 list, as was Keenan Allen. So no doubt certain, more with Allen, of course, than Jordan Love. Some fantasy players, I don't know if they're going to need to adjust accordingly or not. No, I don't want to hear the list yet, Mike. Sorry, you keep looking at me and I feel like you're
not going to say anything.
Okay.
Dude, maybe that's going to be on the list for him dictating what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, the phone calls after the show.
God, this is going
to
be such a
I had to tell my daughter that when she wants freedom. And then my wife told me what I should do. And I said, you think you're ever going to have freedom? Look, you're told what to do all the time.
Yeah.
That's life. Deal with it.
Mike, is your therapy session on the list because you had to because Kevin threw that headset and it almost hit you?
I'm
and
sorry
you're still
again
like
about
emotionally
that,
distraught about that.
Up next, football.
I'm just looking, Kevin.
I forget what you said.
Cardinals, Packers, and Bucks have currently playoff berth clinches this weekend.
They can hit?
Yeah, that they can hit. Like the play, it's going to take a lot of things, but we're at that point in the season now where multiple teams are starting to either hit their division titles or get their playoff berths with the Cardinals, Packers, and Bucks all at the top of the list there.
Very impressive indeed. Mike, you're going to love this next segment. Okay. Coming up next, does Luka have the work ethic necessary to be an all-time NBA great? We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.